Hello everyone, sorry for the delay. It's been a busy week. I was on vacation last weekend. I'm actually going on vacation again this Saturday, and trying to get this recording done in the midst of everything is almost impossible. But now I'm ready, so I will break it down as quickly as I can and get it up. Thankfully, I have my comments all written out in a nice, wonderful form. So I guess I'll start out with Mr. Alpha Bravo. Alpha, you have the amazing ability to string words into something that paints a scene for me. Your poetry for the last several weeks, rounds, I guess, has been captivating and has really brought out the descriptive detail. One of the things in this piece, though, was just your word choice didn't seem to fit in some places. And, it's often hard to tell if that's deliberate or that's just unintended, but in this case, I believe some of your wording was just, it didn't really fit what you were trying to go for, I guess, or what I thought the poem was trying to go for. And grammar in poetry is often a mess to even begin to comment on, but I think your uses of semicolons in that poem weren't really necessary. I don't think you even need them there, so I'd look up on that maybe. But I mean, other than that, the poem was great. There's nothing really wrong with it, aside from the fact that, I guess in the end it was a little conservative, I guess is the best way for me to put it. I was kind of expecting to see a real bust out, and I think that, if anything, is where you need to go from here, is really give me a bust out piece that says this is different from what I've received. Because you're kind of getting into the thing where I get poetry, poetry, poetry. If I don't see anything new, it's going to be hard for me to see any growth. Stuff like that. Anyway. Whoop-dee. Your story feels like a children's book. This is not a bad thing. In fact, it's not a bad thing at all. But in this case, you need to perfect your grammar. Comma errors are the big thing with you, and throughout I've found splices, weak clauses that don't have a comma connection, things like that. That really need to be in there or dealt with in a way that makes them grammatically sound. It's just not. And it's been a continuing problem. Also, in this piece specifically, there was a here issue. But I believe that if you fine-tune that piece, got an illustrator to tag along, I wouldn't be surprised to see it on the shelf. So work on it, get it perfected. Send it out somewhere. I think it can definitely go places. Wander, you had some fragment and preposition issues here and there, but this piece was a great read, and I believe you put it best yourself. It's not about the judging anymore, and you did this piece to please yourself, and inevitably, it pleased me. I read this piece. Great with the detail. Like I said, a few grammatical problems, but I really felt like you were back in the swing of writing and not just kind of, falling off into the abyss. KDK, your poem was packed with imagery, and it just had that kind of like, I don't know, word wit. Like, it didn't feel like it was a wit poem if it wasn't. But just like the way you had your wording was awesome. However, in this case, when I compared it to a story, it just feels like, something that you could have just thrown out in 5 minutes. I know you went on vacation and stuff. In fact, you might still be on vacation. Sorry about that and everything, but like this piece just felt like really short change to me, and not that it was a bad poem. It was a great poem and it was well written, but I was hoping for more. I guess I'll put it to you like that. I was hoping for more. Ivy, this is the first time I've seen you do a piece that was absolutely hilarious. When I first read it, I was like, what the fuck is up with this? I thought there was like spelling errors and all this shit. And I was like, is this for real? And then as I read on, I found that it was just a total diss. I'm like, is she dissing writing while writing a piece? It was hilarious. And of course, the Dean Wing thing can't hurt. I am not one to bow down from possible praise, maybe. I don't know what that is. One grammatical thing I did notice is that your capitalization flopped in some places. Like, there were some parts where you would capitalize the title, and then there were some places where you didn't when it was in the same use, and you need to make sure that you at least stay consistent. Better to be wrong and consistent than flipping back and forth, because then it is extremely noticeable. So watch for that in some places. But this piece was hilarious. I think it was the first piece of yours that I've read through and not felt like I had to be, you know, above a high school level to really understand it. It was straightforward in context, but it was an enjoyable read. And at this point in the game, an enjoyable read goes a long way. Maki, you have some lie-lay issues, some tense issues in this piece, but your overall writing is still improving. As you put it, things are mechanical. And that is exactly how your writing feels to me. It's segregated, there's a lack of flow, and that is what you need to develop. Because without a flow, it's hard to gain interest. I mean, jagged pieces make readers do exactly to you as you did to them, which is leave you hanging. And I read this piece, and it was just like everything is divided up into like little discrete packets of plot that are disjointed. You really have to work on your flow. You have definitely found your editing funk, and now I can actually see it all, and it's great. But work on that for me, okay? Finally, Days. Avoid some fragments. Thank you for weeding out some contractions in the narration. You are in the groove of funkity descriptive freshness. That is exactly how I put it, and I loved it. It was awesome. You have definitely solidified your point at this point in the contest. Well, solidified your point. As you can tell, I'm extremely tired, so I just really need to shut the hell up now and get these posted. Either way, everyone needs to keep up the good work. Keep sending stuff to me. If you've lost two matches, I really don't give a fuck. If you want to send stuff to me, fine. Go ahead. You know, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. So feel free. However, that said, it is the end of the contest. So, to those still in it, be prepared for surprises, because I'm going to go hardcore. Alright? My phone is ringing, so I guess it's time for me to get the hell off. Peace out, y'all, you goddamn hippies!